This is Brock and Salk.
Brock Huard and Marcus. Sorry about just
Mike.
On Seattle Sports.
Powered through the Alaska Airlines Studio.
Huard, not exactly Joe Capp there in the pocket.
Presented by Simply Seattle.
Now here are your hosts, Brock Huard and Mike Salk.
All right, keeping you guys updated this morning. I know we always say that Bump and Stacey get all the good breaking news. We get the bad breaking news, like, right?
More?
The other day. No. The other day we had Troy Dannon leaving, and today it's Kyle Smith, the head coach of the Cougs, who is out. He has accepted a job to be the head coach at Stanford. So unfortunately, we get the sort of people departing kind of news. They get the fun, you know, they hired Mike McDonald news, and we get the everybody's leaving news, which is just kind of a bummer. All right, the draft, Brock, is basically a month away, not even. And so from now until then, 9 o'clock every day will be your opportunity to hear from Brock about what's going on in this draft, who's available, what the Seahawks should do. It's time for the annual Brock Huard Draft Profiles.
The Seattle Seahawks select.
This is Brock Huard's Draft Profile.
The Seattle Seahawks select Theo Johnson. So you might know the name Mikey Sainristil and J.J. McCarthy and certainly many of the Husky Salk that we're going to see drafted in 4.5 weeks. You probably don't know the name Theo Johnson. And remember these draft profiles over a dozen years of doing these. These are guys that I've come across on my travels in college football that just strike me. Like, yep, that's a Seahawk. I don't do these like, hey, these are the 20 best players. I don't do these and try to evaluate film like a Daniel Jeremiah does and says, hey, these are the top 20 prospects. This is just personal. This is me using all that time away from you and Maura and Justin, traveling the college football trail like I've done for 17 years. And I come across guys, I'm like, yep, I want him as a Seahawk. Because I don't pretend to have this journalistic integrity and no bias. I want the Seahawks to win the whole thing. I want them to be the best. Same with the Mariners. I'm not a fan. I am a fan. I'm a fan for 47 years of the Seahawks and the Mariners all my life. And I want them to win, and I want them to win big. So these are players that I've come across, and some could be seventh rounders. Some could be first rounders. Theo Johnson's probably going to be a mid-rounder. He is a 6'6", 260-pound tight end out of Penn State University. Penn State put out a lot of tight ends. Penn State dudes come into this league pretty well-equipped, pretty well-trained. I was looking at my Penn State board. I had them late in the season, and I was on the field like, that's a creature, that's a difference maker, that's an NFL dude, and this dude's body is in every way, shape, and form an NFL tight end. I mentioned 6'6", 260. He's got 33-inch arms, but most importantly, he ran 4.57 and jumped nearly 40 inches at the combine. It is why he was a 5-star recruit out of high school. He was a top 75 recruit in America by any position. He was an absolute stud and wanted by everybody in the country out of high school. And while Penn State has been average at quarterback, it's not as if he's put up prolific numbers. The dude has been a rock. Two things that I love about Penn State and their players, and why I certainly have biases to some of these universities. So when I look at these prospects on different teams, I'll see 6'6", 260, and then they'll go to the combine and they'll be 6'4.5", 248. Not at Penn State. Penn State follows the Mike Huard rule. You are what you are. And it really ticked Dane Looker off a lot when he weighed 159 his senior year, and Mike Huard put 159. But you know what it tells me? There is like an integrity within the program. We don't have to fake the funk. You are who you are. And these are the physical traits you bring. What else I like about Theo Johnson is a short shuttle. Remember, that's 5 yards one way. Then you sprint 10 yards the other and you come back. So you were, just testing that short area quickness. 4.19. That is receiver-esque. That is off the charts for a big guy that can move, that he can bend. Now, lastly, when I go to my board, I told you what I like about Penn State is they're no nonsense. You are who you are. They're also pretty transparent. When Joel Klatt said, you sit in some of these meetings and you get nothing, Penn State's been a program over my years with James Franklin and his assistants that will sit there and give you the time. You get to know their prospects. And on my board, as I'm looking at it, and I often ask the coaches and other teammates, and this came from teammates, who are your vocal leaders? Who are the guys when we got the sky cam that's flying around that can pick up sound? Who are we going to hear? There wasn't a hesitation. The vocal leader on that Penn State team last year was Theo Johnson. For a tight end to do that, that's not easy, and that's not common. Usually it's quarterback. Usually it's an eccentric, fun running back. Maybe it's a center. Maybe it's those different guys. It's not usually a tight end. That resonates with me. He's number 20 on my list. I'll kind of count down, and when we end it, it'll be my number one and my favorite. So I've seen him just a few times. I don't know him as well as some of these other prospects we're going to get to. But you want traits? Check. You want a vocal leader? Check. You want to come in and play a position of need and kind of be a Noah Fant-esque in that way with those traits? That's who he mirrors. I mean, Noah Fant was drafted in the first round out of Iowa, another proud tight end program, because his traits are off the charts. This guy's probably going to be a mid-rounder, but those traits are unique. They're different, and I like tight ends that can really, really run.
That's fun. All right, so that is our first Brock Heward draft profile. We'll be doing that every day at 9 o'clock, kind of leading up to the draft, which is not that far away, and it's a Penn State tight end. Is your first guy
gonna be a lot of Huskies?
Gonna be
a lot of Wolverines. Gonna be some sprinkled in a bunch of other Big Ten and Pac-12 players. Utah's gonna have a couple guys as they always do. Honestly, I sat watching games.
Then people should know there really won't be SEC guys, right?
Because
you don't get the SEC.
Well, like
very
last
much.
Year, I absolutely loved Will Anderson. He was, I think, my right. first or second or third. Like, he's way, way up there. There's a couple that absolutely, you know, resonate, and you know, I've watched from afar enough times to be like, yep, I want that guy. You know, Jared Verse is going to be on this board. The D end out of Florida State, didn't see him in person. He was a transfer. He was there a couple years. But he's going to be on this list. But the majority of these I've had some touch points with, mm-hmm. and the majority of them come out of programs that I greatly respect. And that might be why I'm not a scout, because I'd have too much bias. There's times I wouldn't be able to drop that maybe at the door. But I love, I came up with 38 guys. Usually I don't get that deep. Usually even times as I've done these over the years, Salk, I'm like, well, can I get to 20? You know, does it start to stretch out? This year I had 38 different guys that I've got to pare down to 20. And Theo just happens to be the first one out the
gate. You feel like you totally know what a Seahawk guy is now?
Well, it's a little different. And Joel gave us, by the way, a great breakdown of Mike McDonald. I don't know what you want to do at 9:30. If you want to come back to some of his quotes from
the owner's
meetings.
Well, I want to
talk
to Mike McDonald, to be honest with you.
Okay. Yeah. Then I want to then go into further detail with what Joel said, the four ways to build a program, because it wasn't just chasing edges. I thought Joel did a beautiful job of what he did at Michigan. And I think he's going to put that same hat on and do it here. So do I know what a Seahawk is? Yeah. Through John and those guys in the department that haven't changed scouting, I think I got a pretty good vibe on what they look for and what they like.
Yeah.
And now you add in a Mike McDonald and some of his stuff, and I think
are they going to get Mikey Samersill or not?
Do you want to move Devin Witherspoon to be in one of those lockdown corners?
Maybe.
Yeah. Would I hate that move? Absolutely not. As you said,
it'd be hard to invest more into the position. But if you were to trade, you know, Tariq Woolen and get something back there that was worth your time, and then you do draft. Where's Samersill going to go? Mid-round? Second, third round?
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, like...
Third, fourth round?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Look, I'm not... Yeah. I don't know a problem with that. Yeah, that sounds kind of interesting. Okay, hang on. I want to give you guys everything you need to know. The latest on what's happening with Kyle Smith and the Cougs. The Mariners finishing up their Arizona portion of spring training. Getting ready for Thursday. It's Brock and Salk, Seattle Sports on 710 and the Seattle Sports app.